Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and you don't hear my wife's voice because I made the call and sound was off. But anyway, hi. I have duties for tonight, at least part of it. I'm staying in a place where the gentleman who owns this building, Chris Petrillo, it's a bank building. It used to be a bank building. Now it's a newspaper, small little, local paper that occupies part of the building. Metro Expedite, or Metro Transport Group, the company that he owns, had their offices in here for a while, but they moved back because they had them here while they reconstructed. And the basement is basically completely available, and it's where I live right now, in a corner of it, because it's a large basement. But I have a place. It's quite comfortable. The issue is, I'm behind several doors, so I have my own private place here. But when the weather gets below freezing, it's called a warming place. Apparently, some churches do this, and the thing I really appreciate is Chris Petrillo does it on his own, not as an organization. He does it on his own. This is what he does. Because it's something he can relate to. A number of homeless people will show up here in a little bit, and I have to go and lock the door in a moment so they can spend the night. He sets up a room full of cots, and volunteers come and feed them. They spend the night, and they're out by 7 in the morning. So I have a duty to unlock the door here in a moment, because it's a hard door to get through, and to lock it up at 7 a.m. But anyway, so I'll be doing that. But two quick things. I'll leave you one video about U.S. carte blanche for Israel is morally indefensible. This is from Kavork El-Nassian. I think he expressed it very well. So I'm going to leave you that. But the other thing is, I'm leaving you the image of Eric Cochran. You say, who's that? I heard, because Project Veritas was quite a provocative group for a long time, because James O'Keefe was the guy on stage. But apparently there was a falling out for some reason. I don't know the details. Somebody did something inappropriate. To what degree he has, I don't know. There quite possibly is, but I don't know. But the organization without him is falling on hard times, and a lot of people were let go. And I heard a little bit more about that. And what I realized was in 2019, Eric Cochran worked for Pinterest. And at that time, he went to Project Veritas and exposed some of the shenanigans that were going on, specifically, was it not LifeSite News, one of the anti-abortion groups, pro-life groups, was being censored by Pinterest and several others. And then he does describe some of the techniques that he used to make it more difficult to look at particular subjects, such as things about Christianity. It is an interesting set of videos, and I have the copies there. But also, this was on June 11th through June 14th, four videos that were done. So I have the videos from Project Veritas. June 15th, there's a video, Project Veritas and the Pinterest Whistleblower, that I did. The thing that hit me so strong is that when Eric Cochran described how they shut down his email accounts and a security team came to escort him out, it was very reminiscent of what happened to me. I did that video 4 years ago. And so I wondered. Because what happened is he lost his job at Pinterest, which, But at the same time, Project Veritas hired him. And if they have collapsed, what's happened to him? That was my thought today. So I did some research. And I found three email addresses. And one of them bounced, so it's no longer valid. The other two did not bounce. So I reached out to Eric Cochran just to see if he wants a dialogue. And the thing that I find so fascinating is he's been my daily prayers for years, because I see a similarity in his circumstances. And he was a pro-lifer. That's part of the reason he got into his trouble. So, anyway, I think that's interesting. One other thing is there was, and I'll give you the two videos, one from Al Jazeera, one from RT. It's basically the same video, is a couple of, I guess three, I think, Israeli soldiers went into a mosque. I don't remember now, it was Gaza or whatever. And didn't do anything destructive, unlike the thing from yesterday, but they went into a mosque and did things that were mocking. And the thing that's fascinating is that the IDF apparently took immediate action. So doing something, you know, killing people, destroying homes and businesses and whatnot, that's okay. Doing this in a mosque, you immediately respond. There's something I wonder about that. But listen to what the guy goes up into the, you know, where the imam stands and does his talk. The Jewish guy is singing stuff, but what you hear seems to be the end of Shema Israel, Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. My poor but the only part of Hebrew I know, only verse I know in Hebrew, Deuteronomy 6:4, the Shema. Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. The Lord is the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The thing that's fascinating about that is, as I've pointed out in the past, is he didn't do Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Echad, which you hear clearly is Adonai, because the Jew will say Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, and what you hear clearly is the Adonai Echad. So I'm assuming he's that's what he's singing, because it's fascinating. A Jew will not say Yahweh. That's why, you know, in English they'll do G-D instead of saying God, G-O-D, because they will not utter the name of God. That's why they don't say Yahweh, which is what's in the Tanakh. But I found that fascinating. So anyway, you say you follow the Tanakh, but you won't read the Tanakh because of a tradition. Traditions of men, where have we heard this before? And I just find this fascinating. But either way, it would be fascinating if a gentleman that I've prayed for years you know another gentleman I pray for is Daniel Hale. He's in prison still today for pointing out that the U.S. government kills people with a drone program, mostly civilians and kids. And we, you know, after he went to prison, we killed more civilians and kids, as I pointed out. But the other thing is, Eric Cochran, you know, apparently is pro-life, and the so there may be a lot more affinity. He's also a software guy, so there may be a lot more affinity there. Daniel Hale is not. You know, he grew up apparently in a Christian family, but apparently his sister said, I think it's his sister, said that he's really not part of the group. So where he stands, I don't know. But it doesn't matter. They're both human beings created in the image of God. Persecuting them is wrong. And a lot of the people that I've seen over the last nights will probably be here tonight. They have their issues. But they're human beings created in the image of God. Anyway, I'm concerned about a number of issues, but I'm pressing on in the grace of God. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.